from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look, I gotta be fair. I gotta give Kamala some love. All right, so just hang on. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I've been promoting Hillbilly Elegy and what a great guy J.D. Vance is, what a great pick he is and all that.
Yeah.
I've got to give a little shout-out to Kamala here in a second, but first I have to tell you that it is 8:07, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a Bob Rose show. Greg Cassidy is here. All right, here's the deal. So Hillbilly Elegy tops Netflix. I mean, this movie came out years ago, like 2016, something like that, 2018. It's been out for a while. And I watched it when it first came out, and I watched it again yesterday.
Right.
And wow, it is what insight, what a past he came from. What a really honest kind of a movie. I doubt that if you knew you were going to be like a vice president or a possible presidential candidate someday, that maybe you would have been quite so honest with telling your story. But I think that's the nature of J.D. Vance. And if you watch the story, it does fit perfectly. So Hillbilly Elegy is getting a lot more runs on Netflix now. A lot of people checking it out.
Nah, I got to watch it.
But I got to be fair.
Okay.
I got to give some love.
Really?
Have you ever seen the HBO show Veep?
You know, I've seen clips from it. I've never actually watched it.
Yeah, it's V-E-E-P. And it's the same woman who was Seinfeld. Okay, plays the Veep.
Okay.
She is hands down hilarious. The writing is fantastic. The performances are incredible. I'm telling you, it's really a top-notch job. The problem is, what we're seeing today unfolding is like an episode of Veep.
So reality,
starring Kamala Harris.
Reality is mirroring fiction.
Yeah. Mirroring art. Life mirroring art.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is who you're thinking of.
Yeah.
She's very talented.
She sure is. And boy, does she fit this role. And it is. It is hilarious. And the people around her, I mean, that, I don't know. They hit home runs all the time. But, so you look at J.D. Vance's real life story from book to movie, Hillbilly Elegy.
Right.
And that's before he even became a senator, and now he's on the vice presidential ticket. So what an awesome story. That is America. Only in America could that story be real. Veep is satire. It's supposed to be funny.
Wow.
It's supposed to be over-the-top things and how she deals with issues
kind of
all
crazy,
around her.
Almost crazy, a little bit.
Yeah.
From what I've seen.
But it's hilarious. But in this case, it does reflect a little too closely as to what we're seeing now.
That's funny.
Vice President Kamala Harris suddenly thrust into the spotlight as a Democrat's likely nominee in the race for White House. Interest is surging in HBO's Veep, the Emmy Award-winning series whose fictional storyline bears remarkable similarities to President Joe Biden's decision to exit the campaign and endorse his second in command. Streaming viewership for season one of the series, which ran between 2012 and 2019, jumped more than 350% on Monday.
Wow.
Viewers watched a total of 2.2 million minutes of the series on Monday, compared with just a day earlier when it had 486,000 viewing minutes. Wow.
So are you telling us that the deep state is a fan of this show and thought, what a great idea? Let's do it. They'll never see it coming. Just asking. Just asking.
We needed over-the-top, ridiculous, political, entertaining show because some of the stuff we're going to pull, we need to make it seem like it's not ridiculously over-the-top. So you need to take it up a notch or two.
Mm.
In Veep, fictional U.S. Senator Selina Meyer, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, runs for president but loses the nomination, settles for becoming vice president. But when her boss resigns in the show's second season, Meyer moves into the Oval Office. It's not the first time the presidential campaign has revived interest in an earlier work. When former President Donald Trump announced he had picked Senator J.D. Vance, well, that's when we had the whole hillbilly elegy, is now one of Amazon's top bestsellers and most watched as of recently. But yeah, if you haven't seen Veep, it is it's hilarious, but if your lefty friends catch you watching it, they're not going to think it's so funny.
Mm.
It really is a very well done show. I just wish it was just a show and just satire.
And not what we're living right now.
Not what we currently could be experiencing.
That's weird. Really weird.
It is. Did I tell you what the top story is? In my mind, one of them.
What's that?
Well, we got the Prime Minister of Israel here.
Oh, yes.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to speak to Congress. But nobody of any high rank was really there to receive him at the airport, and they're not going to be there for the speech. And I think that sends a terrible signal to one of our best allies. I mean, Kamala's in this transitional state, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that this would be the time to really, reach out?
Look presidential.
Exactly.
I mean, she wants they're tried to get him to step down so she can be the president for a while because that will help her. So be
so
presidential.
Act presidential, yes. And instead she's running away to a sorority party, basically.
Yes.
And that's not going to bode well.
That's more her crowd.
And I know what she's worried about or what people are telling her.
What's that?
If you even look slightly cozy to Israel. Look, they had a big sit-in or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
In Capitol Hill with the anti-Israel group.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the pressure's on. And all the folks, the squad-like folks that are, living in the Detroit area, they're kind of holding their vote over her head.
Hmm. And you got people holding their money. I mean, we keep hearing about how she's raised $100 million, but you've done stories the last 2 days on some big ones who are going, I'll vote for her, but I am not throwing my money behind her.
Well, and it's going to get a little tricky. I don't know that they really have great grounds that they're going to be able to stop it, but they're just changing the funding over at the Joe Biden campaign. No, let's just hit, scratch
Kamala.
Joe,
yeah,
Kamala,
right.
And nobody will be the wiser. Well, they are, and the Trump folks are already filing stuff for the FEC, but they won't do an injunction. No. The bylaws don't work that way. There could be penalties after the fact. It's not going to slow them down. That's why I haven't spent a lot of time on it. All men are created equal.
Okay.
They're endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights.
Yes.
That among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment's pretty clear. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Shall not.
What does Kamala Harris think about this particular right?
We who believe that every person in our nation who should have the freedom to live safe from the terror of gun violence.
Terror.
We'll finally pass red flag laws, universal background checks, and an assault weapons ban.
And that will stop all violent crimes, and the utilization of a gun in those violent crimes, right?
Well, look at England. I mean, look, nobody dies anymore now that they got rid of guns, right?
Now people get stabbed to death, though, all the time.
Well, what about Australia? I mean, they took their guns away, and literally took their guns away.
Yeah, and their crime rates went up, too.
Man, you're not really helping me out here with this theory.
No.
Huh.
I like to mention the Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
Because it says all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator. So, first of all, that's not about, politics being played by race or gender.
No.
Right? So it eliminates that.
Yeah.
But it also brings in the creator.
Oh, they don't like that.
Two things that the left just does not like.
God and guns?
Yep.
America.
It's 8:15. Can you smell it? Smells good. It's let's call it 8:16. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. BLM is not happy about this whole Kamala thing. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Seven.
It's less of a conspiratorial thing.
Now, 10 p.m. night.
And more of a systemic epidemic of dumbassery that has infected every level of government.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Pump it up, my friends. It is 8:20. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
All right. Joe Biden supposed to speak tonight at 8 p.m. I'm sure that he will be speaking via teleprompter.
Yeah.
I guess the question is, will he resign? Will he say anything that will kind of scorch the earth a little bit? Because I have a feeling that his ego has been bruised.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that he still might be very angry about what has taken place. And make no mistake about it, I don't think Joe wanted to step down, even though it's the right move overall for really for everyone. I know he, or I feel like he, didn't want to go. So no. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe he'll just stick to the script, as they've always told him to do, or he says, I'm not going to stick to the script. And by the way, you know who's telling me, you know, what to do? It's the deep state. It's all these people that have been pulling the strings. We'd only be so fortunate if he was to let that cat out of the bag. But even if he doesn't say it, we know what's going on, right? All right. Black Lives Matter. Not happy with the Democrat Party.
What? Why? What's the problem?
Well, they don't like how all of a sudden Kamala is the only choice that they have. Now, they're not saying that, you know, Biden was their preferred guy.
Okay.
And they're not saying who necessarily is their preferred guy. What they're trying to say is, look, you didn't have a real primary, so to speak, and it really didn't, right? So they want the DNC to hold what's called a virtual snap primary.
Okay.
And they claim that what's happening now is the anointing of Vice President Kamala Harris as the party's presidential candidate. And in a statement they put out Tuesday, the group admitted that while, yeah, Biden wasn't their preferred one, they could not, quote, ignore the troubling actions of the Democratic Party, and called for the DNC to hold a primary throughout the United States before the Democratic National Convention took place in August. And, you know, Harris has enough delegates now in order to secure the nomination. But BLM added, this is interesting, that we do not live in a dictatorship. And that delegates are not oligarchs. Wow.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. You talk about some disarray. And boy, oh boy, I mean, the Democrats fell all over themselves trying to run cover for BLM and kiss BLM.
Oh, yeah.
Butts, whatever.
Yeah.
And even Kamala herself. She helped to bail a lot of people out. We're part of those so-called peaceful marches that got arrested, but, you know, tearing up cities, looting, burning, whatever. She actually bailed a bunch of them out. But now they don't like the way it's going down. And no, I think they make an excellent point. But again, that also does go back to they couldn't get Joe to step down any earlier. I guess they didn't want to invoke that, you know, the 25th Amendment. They didn't want to go down that path, I guess. I don't know. But they're going to paint a picture and try to make the best of it. But make no mistake about it. The Democrat Party is in big-time disarray. It's a mess. Its donors, most of them, are not happy, and they're going to sit on the sidelines. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's go to Jeff. You're on the air.
Hey, is Black Lives Matter realizing that Black Lives might not matter in some conditions? This is a very unusual point in history. God bless America.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's interesting that I would think they would speak up if Kamala was skipped over.
Is she not black enough, though? Well, she's not African-American, per se. She's Jamaican Indian.
Yeah, they said they have concerns about where she stands on certain issues.
Okay.
So they're at least saying the right thing, talking policy instead of personality or skin
color.
Could
this go back to the thing we were talking about off air, the whole mosaic of pictures that they've made it a long time ago of Kamala that some folks in the black community might not be a fan of?
The mosaic allegedly is made up of smaller pictures of black men that she allegedly held in California prisons longer because they were like on a work programs, held them longer than, I don't know, she should have or could have.
Sounds like slavery to me.
Well, yeah, and again, not sure how much truth is in all of that. Let's go to... lost that one. All right. It is 8:26 right now on the Bob Rose Show. The morning is just cruising right along. Impeachment of the border czar, I guess Kamala, but as her title, border czar, that is coming from one corner of the Republican Party. But I don't see that going anywhere.
I really like seeing people just keep that Lester Holt interview segment with her on the border, where like three times she's like, the border, we've been to the border. What's the deal with the border? And he literally says, you've not been there. You know, that just needs to go viral again.
That's all you have to remember. She's the border czar, and under her watch, more people came across the border than ever before, over 8 million. And that's giving you the benefit of the doubt number to her.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Mark. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. I have not verified this, but I heard that Kamala's father was a white dude from Jamaica, to be honest. So that takes away from the whole argument. And then the other thing is the Democrats are probably scrambling because all their fraudulent ballots that they're lining up have Biden at the top of the ticket. And now they need to waste a whole bunch of paper printing new fraudulent ballots to stuff into the boxes. Thanks, guys.
That's, you know...
waste of all that paper, trying to save the planet, cutting down trees. Come on.
But they're keeping the economy going, printing businesses, paper companies, like that.
Yeah.
But will they still use the same paper company that Joe used? You know, the one out of Scranton? Roy, good morning. You're on the air.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, you're talking about painting a picture a while ago. Well, when you're using crap for paint, you still wind up with crap.
My concern
on Kamala is she considered a natural-born citizen of the United States?
Yeah, she is. Somebody's trying to stir up a thing there because I don't think her parents were citizens or whatever at the time. If you're born here, you have citizenship.
Yeah.
Until they change that, absolutely, and has every right to be president. So, don't get sidelined by that. Don't get sucked in by that. There's going to be a lot of baloney coming down the road. Here's all you got to remember. You tell people, she's the border czar. Are you telling me there's not a crisis? And she stood by with Biden and watched 70,000 Americans a year die from fentanyl poisoning. And then the human sexual trafficking and all that, they allowed that to occur as well. Come on, man. I mean, really, if you need more than the stuff I've already presented here, you don't have to make stuff up. You don't have to dig too deep.
Yeah.
8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about, including Schumer endorsing Kamala. That's coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Nancy Pelosi has endorsed Harris.
And she is going to be the next president of the United States.
That's trending.
If Biden can't run for election,
he needs to leave. They need to invoke the 25th Amendment.
The news that's now.
Trudeau resigned as director of the Secret Service.
On July 13th, we failed.
The news station.
Now, really, the world knows how vulnerable we are in an election cycle.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:35. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for tuning in. It's happy hump day, Trump day. And Fox News saying top Democrat who visited Butler, Pennsylvania, says local officials told him, we need to talk more about Secret Service failures.
Ooh.
That was Representative Lou Correa, Democrat out of California. And officials there in Pennsylvania expressed deep concerns about Trump rally security failures. Is this going to turn into something, you know, bigger and deeper? Again, don't want to do that conspiracy theory stuff, but so often there's been something to these things now.
Eventually, yeah, enough comes out. Because even if you take half of it and go, okay, that's just crazy, is half not enough to go, wow, there's really something going on here?
This congressman out of California, he's a Democrat, by the way, said officers who serve are great people, and that breakdowns that led to the fatal event earlier this month prove interagency clarity and cooperation is badly lacking. He praised the Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner, Colonel Christopher Paris, for being forthright during Tuesday's House Homeland Security Committee hearing on the Trump rally shooting. He added that local officials and law enforcement in the Butler area he met with Monday were equally admirable. And he said local agency members approached him during a private congressional walkthrough and told him they needed to talk some more about what they saw on the ground. A couple of folks there kind of hinted to me that everybody locally is not comfortable going out and giving their opinion. But one individual said he's not quite sure who is in charge. There was a local supervisor or council member who said that we need to talk some more. You guys, meaning Congress, need to hear more about what happened and what didn't happen. They weren't here in Washington. We need to get their opinions and thoughts. Those are the people where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. And he said, comparatively speaking, this was the congressman, the Secret Service is a small operation of around 3,600 agents, while Paris said that the Pennsylvania State Police employs about 6,000.
Wow.
Local police and state troopers really are force multipliers. And in this case, there's some things that, you know, need to be fixed and that they need to go back to the drawing board and really start kicking the tires in terms of guidance and Secret Service. I mean, you know, her stepping down or getting fired, whatever occurred there, Cheadle, is a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
She did. You know what? She lacked so much emotion during the event. And I didn't expect her to be crying or begging or angry per se, but she seemed like she was disconnected.
Absolutely.
And then you ask her, okay, well, who went over the security review? You know, you have a plan. What's the plan? Who went over that? Who signed off on that? Did you? No, I don't ever do that. She doesn't ever do that. Even though you know there's these warnings coming out of Iran to put a hit on Trump. You would think you'd at least want to take, you know, a quick overview. No. She's more worried about hiring more female agents.
Yeah. Well, did you catch the part when somebody, when she was, you know, being grilled, she they made reference to, so, you know, we heard that she wanted to hire, I think they said, a third female. And she said no. But we have seen the 30% number bandied about a lot. That had to come from somewhere. But third, you know, a third is not 30%. She had a lot of technical answers.
She did. She was very, very politically savvy.
Yeah, she was.
In the way that she spoke, it was. It was politic doublespeak. Mm-hmm. A third of your force. But we've seen this before. Do I have to write the questions for the Congress people? No, I'm serious.
I know.
So many of them, like that one, a third. Why did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
You say, was there a goal of creating greater diversity or greater gender diversity in any way, shape, or form?
Right.
That was part of your program, part of what you wanted to do as the leader of the Secret Service. Instead, they throw the third thing out there.
Right.
Well, no, technically it's not a third.
Uh-huh.
And so she's not lying. She was under oath.
And she knew it. She knows what to do. Yeah.
I mean, and a lot of these people, weren't they, like, most of them went to law school. I mean, you don't know how to formulate?
They should have known. Unless some of them...
Yeah, that's what bothers everybody.
Were some giving her an out, maybe, so that she could answer that way? I don't know.
Look, when somebody like me is sitting at home, and I'm saying, why did you ask the question that way? And why don't you have a good follow-up for that answer? When you do that over and over again, it's such a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I used to call all of these things dog and pony shows.
Right.
Well, I guess that's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
A dog and pony show. Look, we're doing our jobs. We all wagged our finger at her. I have to say, collectively, it was definitely a bipartisan effort.
It was good.
To wag their finger at her. So they make her the fall guy or girl or whatever.
Whatever.
And in doing so, and not accountability. That's not true accountability. You can resign. It's not really accountability.
No. No.
I mean, it's an all or nothing preposition, the whole job. You have to get it right every time. Not most of the time. So, but there has got to be problems. We know there's problems other than that. It's not just the leader at the top. There's got to be some other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would sign off on that, plan when you had an open roof that you could see by air or by a plan, a diagram, by anything, by any means? Who was in a position of authority to check that box? Yep, went over the security plan and we covered all the bases. No, you haven't. No. And if a neophyte or, somebody who has no expertise in these areas can quickly ascertain problems, what in the world are they doing? And, of course, that leads to speculation like this. This doesn't have oops. There's no oops in the Secret Service.
Mm-mm.
There just isn't.
It's not allowed.
It leads us to think there's more to it. Now, this congressman from California that's speaking out, this Democrat, he says, I think over these last 40 years, a lot has changed. Protocols, maybe situations, circumstances. I think we need to ask some tough questions of the Secret Service. Not because they've done a bad job, but rather because they're expected to score 100%. Well, they did do a bad job. There were failures. Look, how does it work with the chain of command? Did they ever get that information from her? In other words, the snipers could see that there was a roof that was not covered by law enforcement. Did they speak up in their communications? Oh, that's right. Sometimes they record those conversations and sometimes they don't. And it was one of those, oops, we didn't record their communications this time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, if you're the angle from some of the CS, the counter snipers, there is a branch of a tree, part of a tree that does block part of the roof where allegedly he was, the shooter, kind of set up.
Right.
So it could have not been in their field of vision, at least for some of them. But when you hear recordings of people yelling, on the roof, on the roof, you know something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. I don't understand it. Anyway, so this guy claims, this Correa, served the California State Legislature while Kamala Harris was Attorney General, said the important takeaways aren't his own, but those of other Californians and Americans. And, yeah, he's right. I'm not sure I like the fact that he said publicly, there's some people on the ground that they want to talk about it more. Aren't you kind of putting them in the crosshairs if if there is a greater conspiracy at work here,
then they'll be looking over their shoulder.
Oh, there's some loose lips out there, right?
Good point. Good point.
Yeah, you don't do that. You have the conversation with them privately.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:35. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for tuning in. It's happy hump day, Trump day. And Fox News saying top Democrat who visited Butler, Pennsylvania, says local officials told him, we need to talk more about Secret Service failures.
Ooh.
That was Representative Lou Correa, Democrat out of California. And officials there in Pennsylvania expressed deep concerns about Trump rally security failures. Is this going to turn into something, you know, bigger and deeper? Again, don't want to do that conspiracy theory stuff, but so often there's been something to these things now.
Eventually, yeah, enough comes out. Because even if you take half of it and go, okay, that's just crazy, is half not enough to go, wow, there's really something going on here?
This congressman out of California, he's a Democrat, by the way, said officers who serve are great people, and that breakdowns that led to the fatal event earlier this month prove interagency clarity and cooperation is badly lacking. He praised the Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner, Colonel Christopher Paris, for being forthright during Tuesday's House Homeland Security Committee hearing on the Trump rally shooting. He added that local officials and law enforcement in the Butler area he met with Monday were equally admirable. And he said local agency members approached him during a private congressional walkthrough and told him they needed to talk some more about what they saw on the ground. A couple of folks there kind of hinted to me that everybody locally is not comfortable going out and giving their opinion. But one individual said he's not quite sure who is in charge. There was a local supervisor or council member who said that we need to talk some more. You guys, meaning Congress, need to hear more about what happened and what didn't happen. They weren't here in Washington. We need to get their opinions and thoughts. Those are the people where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. And he said, comparatively speaking, this was the congressman, the Secret Service is a small operation of around 3,600 agents. While Paris said that the Pennsylvania State Police employs about 6,000.
Wow.
Local police and state troopers really are force multipliers. And in this case, there's some things that, you know, need to be fixed and that they need to go back to the drawing board and really start kicking the tires in terms of guidance and Secret Service. I mean, you know, her stepping down or getting fired, whatever occurred there, Cheadle, is a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Yes. She did. You know what? She lacked so much emotion during that. And I didn't expect her to be crying or begging or angry per se, but she seemed like she was disconnected.
Absolutely.
And then you ask her, okay, well, who went over the security review? You know, you have a plan. What's the plan? Who went over that? Who signed off on that? Did you? No, I don't ever do that. She doesn't ever do that. Even though you know there's these warnings coming out of Iran to put a hit on Trump. You would think you'd at least want to take, you know, a quick overview. No. She's more worried about hiring more female agents.
Yeah. Well, did you catch the part when somebody, when she was, you know, being grilled, she they made reference to, so, you know, we heard that you wanted to hire, I think they said, a third female. And she said no. But we have seen the 30% number bandied about a lot. That had to come from somewhere. But third, you know, a third is not 30%. She had a lot of technical answers.
She did. She was very, yes. very politically savvy.
Yes, she was.
In the way that she spoke. It was. It was politic doublespeak. Mm-hmm. A third of your force. But we've seen this before. Do I have to write the questions for the Congress people? No, I'm serious.
I know.
So many of them, like that one, a third. Why did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
You say, was there a goal of creating greater diversity or greater gender diversity in any way, shape, or form?
Right.
That was part of your program, part of what you wanted to do as the leader of the Secret Service. Instead, they throw the third thing out there.
Right.
Well, no, technically it's not a third.
Uh-huh.
And so she's not lying. She was under oath.
And she knew it. She knows what to do. Yeah.
I mean, and a lot of these people, weren't they, like, most of them went to law school. I mean, you don't know how to formulate.
They should have known. Unless some of them.
Yeah, that's what bothers everybody.
Were some giving her out, maybe, so that she could answer that way? I don't know.
Look, when somebody like me is sitting at home, and I'm saying, why did you ask the question that way? And why don't you have a good follow-up for that answer? When you do that over and over again, it's such a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I used to call all of these things dog and pony shows.
Right.
Well, I guess that's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
A dog and pony show. Look, we're doing our jobs. We all wagged our finger at her. I have to say, collectively, it was definitely a bipartisan effort.
It was good.
To wag their finger at her. So they make her the fall guy or girl or whatever.
Whatever.
And in doing so, and not accountability. It's not true accountability. You can resign. It's not really accountability.
No. No.
I mean, it's an all or nothing preposition, the whole job. You have to get it right every time, not most of the time. So, but there's got to be problems. We know there's problems other than that. It's not just the leader at the top. There's got to be some other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would sign off on that, plan when you had an open roof that you could see by air or by a plan, a diagram, by anything, by any means? Who was in a position of authority to check that box? Yep, went over the security plan, and we covered all the bases. No, you haven't. No. And if a neophyte or, somebody who has no expertise in these areas can quickly ascertain problems, what in the world are they doing? And, of course, that leads to speculation like this. This doesn't have oops. There's no oops in the Secret Service.
Mm-mm.
There just isn't.
It's not allowed.
It leads us to think there's more to it. Now, this congressman from California that's speaking out, this Democrat, he says, I think over these last 40 years, a lot has changed. Protocols, maybe situations, circumstances. I think we need to ask some tough questions of the Secret Service. Not because they've done a bad job, but rather because they're expected to score 100%. Well, they did do a bad job. There were failures. Look, how does it work with the chain of command? Did they ever get that information from her? In other words, the snipers could see that there was a roof that was not covered by law enforcement. Did they speak up in their communications? Oh, that's right. Sometimes they record those conversations and sometimes they don't. And it was one of those, oops, we didn't record their communications this time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, if you're the angle from some of the CS, the counter snipers, there is a branch of a tree, part of a tree that does block part of the roof where allegedly he was the shooter kind of set up.
Right.
So it could have not been in their field of vision, at least for some of them. But when you hear recordings of people yelling, on the roof, on the roof, you know something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. I don't understand it. Anyway, so this guy claims, this Correa, served the California State Legislature while Kamala Harris was Attorney General, said the important takeaways aren't his own, but those of other Californians and Americans. And, yeah, he's right. I'm not sure I like the fact that he said publicly, yeah, there's some people on the ground that they want to talk about it more. Aren't you kind of putting them in the crosshairs if there is a greater conspiracy at work here?
Then they'll be looking over their shoulder.
Oh, yeah. There's some loose lips out there, right?
Good point. Good point.
Yeah, you don't do that. Mm. You have the conversation with them privately. You take excellent notes. Mm-hmm. And then you take them to the people that matter.
Right.
But in this case, it's Secretary Mayorkas.
Well, there you go. Okay, that makes you feel really good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Now, yeah, I was going to make some jokes about the border wall in Mayorkas, but I won't. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Wayne, good morning.
Hey, Bob. I haven't caught the whole show, so you may have touched on this, but there's a report on the blaze of a whistleblower coming forward that said there was an individual assigned to be on that roof, and that their name was given to whomever, but then in the course of the thing, they didn't reveal the name. They just said that he or she left the roof because the temperature was 91. They were getting out of the heat, blah, blah, blah. So I'm sure there's some follow-up somewhere, some heads will roll, but... you might check out the blaze and then go from there. Keep your ears peeled for it next few days. Thanks.
Yeah, I did. Was Glenn Beck talking about that a little bit, or the people there?
You've got a little bit with that, and then there's also the report that some of the locals who were supposed to be covering, like from the windows of that building where they had access, that they had left because they were looking for the suspicious person. Well, I'm sorry, I wouldn't. You're not going to leave your post to go do something like that, if you want to stay on the roof of that building and be looking for him, that's one thing. But we're going to hear a lot of stuff, unfortunately.
When you assign somebody the job of taking the roof, owning the roof, you're keeping anybody else from going up there, and you're also your eyeballs for everybody else who doesn't have that vantage point of height. The other big failing exactly. that I don't think it's maybe talked about enough is the water tower. That's the highest elevation.
Oh yeah,
that's the old simple rule of you take the high ground whenever you can if there's a possible conflict.
Mm-hmm.
You take the high ground. The higher you are, the more you can see. It's wow.
Well, the kid had a drone, but Secret Service didn't really.
Kid had a rangefinder.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Secret Service director, what'd she say? You know, some people have those. Some people bring those in.
Really. For what?
Some greasy-haired, obviously ne'er-do-well who's like 19 comes in with one?
No.
Now, I doubt he spent a lot of time on the links looking to see how far the hole was.
No.
Come on. 8:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And no outdoor Trump rallies? We'll follow up on that. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome another day in paradise. It is 8:51 and you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And it's a happy hump day, Trump day. One of the top stories, Netanyahu to speak to Congress. But nobody's really going to be there of authority. Joe Biden's giving a speech at 8 o'clock. Speculation whether he's going to resign or not. I'd give the chances 20%.
Okay. That's a fair number.
Yeah. And then Kamala's got, I guess she can't be there with Netanyahu because she's got some kind of, a sorority yes. shindig of some sort. Okay.
Now, we're told she's meeting with him somewhere. Joe's meeting him at the White House and Trump, Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. Now, yes.
He's making the rounds.
Yes, so, and he needs to talk to Trump because he's going to be the next president, so that's important.
Like the way you're thinking.
Well, if everybody shows up and votes like they're supposed to, then we have a chance.
Uh-huh.
What's AOC up to?
Who?
Oh, AOC, yeah. Here's what you do.
Okay.
When you've got your greatest ally, especially in the Middle East, you got Israel, you know what you do? You go out of your way every day to try to tick the leader off. Yeah. Yeah, just try to irritate him.
Hmm.
And that's what she's doing. AOC announced she's planning to boycott war criminal Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu's speech before Congress on Wednesday.
Okay.
His people are attacked.
Yeah.
Brutally murdered, burned, arms chopped off. I mean, it was brutal. Raped.
Yeah.
In some cases, over and over again. You don't want to get too graphic, but you have to paint the picture of how atrocious these acts were. And so the only thing any sovereign nation would do is fight back to defend their people. Isn't it interesting? Russia attacks Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're all in supporting Ukraine. Yeah. Anything you need. I don't hear anything about a ceasefire or anything else. Oh, no. Nothing. Money. Weapons. Go.
Sure.
Here, Israel merely defending themselves.
And going after
people.
The perpetrator.
Yeah.
That's the goal. You got to get rid of the perpetrator.
And you're dealing with an enemy that purposefully, for years, their tactic has been to hide among the civilian population and or children. That's their MO. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's grotesque what they try to do to Netanyahu. A war criminal? Really? Yeah. Defending his people.
Right.
Okay. In a post on X, Ocasio-Cortez described Netanyahu being invited to speak before a joint meeting of House and Senate members as being a dark day in the history of the United States. Netanyahu landed in the U.S. Monday ahead of his speech. She's saying it's a dark day in U.S. history when an authoritarian with warrant request from the International Criminal Court is allowed to address a joint session of Congress. 40,000 Palestinians are dead. Hostages aren't home. Netanyahu is a war criminal. I'll be boycotting his address. You know, on this level, I'm glad, in case there was any doubt about where she's coming from,
mm-hmm.
and how you cannot consider this. Could it be any more anti-Semitic than that?
No.
I mean, I get it. There's people that live in Israel and there's people that live here that are not fans of Netanyahu.
Right.
But you want to boycott him being here because you don't like the way that he's trying to go after the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you? So what do you want? You want someone soft? And it would be easy from here to go, yeah, just get someone who's soft. And, you know, maybe they'll all get along. Well, we know it's a joke. And they'll just continue attacking the Jews in Israel, right?
And shouldn't you listen to what he has to say, if nothing else, as a representative of American citizens?
But if you don't want someone who's tough, you want someone who's soft.
Yeah.
If you want someone who's soft, you're just inviting more atrocities to occur on the truly innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids at that concert, they're innocent. Come on.
Unreal.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. And I'm shocked in many ways about these people that are, well, pro-Hamas, really, and think that, you know, the end justifies the means. That's sick. 9 o'clock stretch right around the corner. Hang in there, my friends. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Another day in paradise. It is 8:51 and you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And it's a happy hump day, Trump day. One of the top stories, Netanyahu to speak to Congress. But nobody's really going to be there of authority. Joe Biden's giving a speech at 8 o'clock. Speculation whether he's going to resign or not. I'd give the chances 20%.
Okay, that's a fair number.
Yeah. And then Kamala's got, I guess she can't be there with Netanyahu because she's got some kind of, literally, a sorority yes. shindig of some sort. Okay.
Now, we're told she's meeting with him somewhere. Joe's meeting him at the White House and Trump, Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, now, yes.
He's made the rounds.
Yes, so, and he needs to talk to Trump because he's going to be the next president, so that's important.
I like the way you're thinking.
Well, if everybody shows up and votes like they're supposed to, then we have a chance.
Uh-huh.
What's AOC up to? Oh, AOC. Yeah, she's here's what you do when you've got, you know, your greatest ally, especially in the Middle East. You got Israel. You know what you do? You go out of your way every day to try to tick the leader off. Yeah. Yeah. Just try to irritate him. And that's what she's doing. AOC announced she's planning to boycott war criminal Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu's speech before Congress on Wednesday.
Okay.
His people are attacked.
Yeah.
Brutally murdered, burned, arms chopped off. I mean, it was brutal. Raped.
Yeah.
In some cases, over and over again. I'm sorry. You don't want to get too graphic, but you have to paint the picture of how atrocious these acts were. And so the only thing any sovereign nation would do is fight back to defend their people. Isn't it interesting? Russia attacks Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're all in supporting Ukraine. Yeah. Anything you need. I don't hear anything about a ceasefire or anything else. Oh, no. Nothing. Money. Weapons. Go.
Sure.
Here, Israel merely defending themselves
and going after
people.
The perpetrator.
Yeah,
that's the goal. You got to get rid of the perpetrator,
and you're dealing with an enemy that purposefully for years their tactic has been to hide among the civilian population and or children. That's their MO. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
It's grotesque what they try to do to Netanyahu, a war criminal, really. Yeah. Defending his people. Okay. In a post on X, Ocasio-Cortez described Netanyahu being invited to speak before a joint meeting of House and Senate members as being a dark day in the history of the United States. Netanyahu landed in the U.S. Monday ahead of his speech. She's saying it's a dark day in U.S. history when an authoritarian with warrant request from the International Criminal Court is allowed to address a joint session of Congress. 40,000 Palestinians are dead. Hostages aren't home. Netanyahu is a war criminal. I'll be boycotting his address. You know, on this level, I'm glad, in case there was any doubt about where she's coming from,
mm-hmm.
and how you cannot consider this. Could it be any more anti-Semitic than that?
No.
I mean, I get it. There's people that live in Israel and there's people that live here that are not fans of Netanyahu.
Right.
But you want to boycott him being here because you don't like the way that he's trying to go after the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you? So what do you want? You want someone soft? And it would be easy from here to go, yeah, just get someone who's soft. And, you know, maybe they'll all get along. Well, we know it's a joke. And they'll just continue attacking the Jews in Israel, right?
And shouldn't you listen to what he has to say, if nothing else, as a representative of American citizens?
But if you don't want someone who's tough, you want someone who's soft.
Yeah.
If you want someone who's soft, you're just inviting more atrocities to occur on the truly innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids at that concert, they're innocent. Come on.
Unreal.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. And I'm shocked in many ways about these people that are, well, pro-Hamas, really, and think that, you know, the end justifies the means. That's sick. 9 o'clock stretch right around the corner. Hang in there, my friends. You're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.